B-Pod Studios.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Let's step aside and find out what's brewing with Jenna. Boston College.
Boston College. All right. So we, especially with John Tortorella, we like to emphasize that you shop, adopt, not shop. Let me get it right.
Yes, for dogs.
When you're looking for an animal.
Yes.
But this man on TikTok decided that he wanted to go to a breeder of a dog. He wanted to get a bulldog. So he went to a bulldog breeder to go get his dog, picked it out online, did the whole thing. They had the puppy there at the facility, wherever he was, wherever the breeding facility was. He said, I'm going to stop by and see my puppy. So he stops by and he looked at the dog and he said, I don't know that that's a dog. Then the thing yelled or like screamed laughing. And he was like, is that a wombat? And the breeder was like, no, it's a bulldog. He's just a puppy. He's going to grow out of that laughing phase. Then the dog bit him on the ankle. Turns out the puppy was a hyena.
What?
A hyena that the breeder was trying to pass off as a bulldog.
Oh! So
you know how hyenas scream, like laugh like that. He said that's what it did. And he was like, what is this, a wombat? I don't even know what a wombat is.
So it would have killed you in your sleep.
Probably.
Hyenas, that's what they do.
Yeah, they're not domestic animals.
No.
No. It's like the bobcat from yesterday. A hyena.
That's what I'm saying. Adopt a dog.
Adopt. Go adopt a dog. You're
John
not going to get an hyena.
John sent that story in. Thanks, John.
Right.
He sent it to you for what's
right, going. Just so we can prove the point that you should adopt, not shop.
Could you imagine?
No.
It looks like a hyena.
Well,
it does look like a
some
hyena.
Some people don't know what a hyena looks like.
But it's also
got an evil, like, devilish
it
look
does.
In its eyes.
Yeah, it really does. You can see the photos on our website. And, like, it, I don't know. You know what a bulldog looks like. I don't know.
Go to the website.
Yeah.
Click away.
That's right.
Click.
97.5thefanatic.com. Best show ever.
Yeah.
Click.
About 300,000
of y'all.
Yes.
400,000 of y'all. Let's go.
Just keep clicking.
Just keep on clicking.
Go see that hyena 250,000 times.
Yeah, I'm not playing with y'all.
Right.
Okay, if you want to give me a birthday present, why don't you click on some stories once in a while? Help somebody out for once. We stop getting emails.
And Dylan puts my stories up each and every day. So if you really do want to go see the photos or videos that I talk about in my brewing stories, you can.
Click. Anything to get us to reach a quota.
Click. Damn it. Okay. We usually get these stories about females that say they're just too good looking. They don't get dates. You know what I mean? They're just too pretty.
Liars.
Well, now is a male model claiming that he is, quote, so good looking that his inbox is cluttered with women who want to sleep with him, but he'd rather just hang out with his dog. His name is Marco.
That's not true.
Donatelli. He's 22. He's a handsome enough fella. I looked at his photo. Wasn't anything that I would turn my head at. I don't think, but maybe a 22-year-old might. He claims women are constantly, quote, throwing themselves at him, but he just doesn't have the time to date. He's originally from Ohio and has likened himself to a young Leonardo DiCaprio. Let me tell you, that man is not Leo.
Now, Leo's gross, but this guy's, I'm just tired of this. I'm tired of these people going, oh, I'm so attractive. No one even wants to talk to me. What a liar.
It is a lie.
Stop lying.
It's all a lie.
Oh, you know, I got tons of options, but I'd rather be home with my dog. You're lying. You're a 22-year-old guy.
Yep.
You always undersell in everything like that. No? You undersell. You probably think you should say you're worse than you
actually. What are you talking about? With your hair, you don't undersell it.
Well, that's different.
You don't undersell it at all.
How is that different?
No.
I'm married.
No. We're going to go someplace at some point.
Yep.
Like, we're also on TV.
Uh-huh.
Someone's going to see your hair and go, what if they think your hair's good? You've talked about your hair to a point where it can't be good. It has to be great.
Yeah, I'm in a pickle right now. I'm backed against the wall, and I don't know which way to go.
You're doing the same thing as that guy.
Yeah.
With the hair.
Yeah, but he's trying to get a bunch of women. I think it's different. I'm married. I'm settled down. I ain't got to worry about that. He's trying to take a different avenue for the ladies.
Just going to let yourself go now that you're married?
You should still
kind of what you just said. Yeah. So you
didn't
just
deny it.
Wait, what? I don't understand.
You're just going to let yourself go now that you're married?
You've been saying that your hair's great.
Yeah.
You're great, great, great.
Yep.
I said that you have sold it as being great. It can't just be good.
Uh-huh.
Then you go, well, I'm married.
Yeah.
So it doesn't
have
to
be
great.
Okay, it doesn't.
It does matter.
It matters to your wife.
You just sold yourself short.
No, I think I'm totally in a different mindset than you guys. I'm saying I don't know where I'm at anymore. I'm
Man, ever since this high cholesterol thing started.
You lost your mojo a little bit.
After what?
The high cholesterol.
Oh, yeah. Whew. See, I forgot all about it. Now I'm thinking about it again. Now it's even worse.
Well, this guy, Marco, says he's looking for a family girl who is organized, either has to be studying, have a degree, or a good job.
Okay, dog man.
There you go. All right. Fan of Aldi? I'm a fan of Aldi.
Yeah, I'm a fan of Aldi.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, like
I'm an Aldi's man.
Except the quarter.
I like the
you
quarter.
You like the quarter,
I don't mind
move?
The quarter.
Yeah, because I always have them.
I do, too.
I don't have dollar bills, but I always have a quarter.
That's true. Same with me.
Same car.
So Aldi has put out some treats, some Easter treats that are supposed to look like bunnies and little chicks. They're marshmallow treats.
What do they look like?
They do not look like bunnies or chicks. They look like a part of male anatomy.
D&B?
I mean, very much like a part of male anatomy.
So now that'd be good for bachelorette parties?
So much, yes.
All right.
So much so that they were getting so much heat on Twitter that Aldi actually put a response on Twitter and said, we can't even defend this one.
Oh, my God, they
right.
do.
See? You see the picture. Go click 975thefanatic.com if you want to go see what these Aldi treats look like.
The balls
keep clicking it.
If we're going to have a...
Sometimes you're in the mood for a sausage and sometimes you're in the mood for a hot dog.
But...
Hot dog.
If we don't have, go click these stories. We're going to need
everybody that listens to click at least 10 times a day.
If you don't click at least 10 times a day going forward, that's it.
Okay? You're done.
That's it. Okay? Don't call us friends or nothing if you can't do that. So let's say it was your favorite tasting Easter can.
Treat, yeah.
Would you still buy it?
Yeah.
Regardless,
I would have no qualms buying those whatsoever.
What about you, fellas?
No shot.
It's your favorite.
It's
tastes
a little
the best.
Different. A female buying.
Yeah, I'm asking.
A male.
I can't buy the bat and two balls. No.
Nope. I'd have to find a way to eat it in a way that it's in a different.
I would buy and break them in half.
Have you seen it?
No.
Yeah. Definitely not a bunny.
You have to wait until they make it in a different shape.
Yeah. As soon as the story's up, I'm going to look 100,000 times.
Where the hell do they get a bunny out of this thing? Not at all.
Well, things happen. Manufacturer.
Yeah.
Or they just went to one of them shops, reappointed them, and threw a different box.
Or possibly on purpose.
I was just going to say, it could all be marketing on Aldi's part.
They don't do much marketing.
This is easy. They didn't have to pay for anything.
So they want the freak factor at the Aldi.
They didn't have to pay for anything. Look how much...
People are going
to
be in there squeezing
promotion,
the fruit.
Any promotion is good promotion.
All right. Well, thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.